What's right. up, brother?
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome here's the I'm Game Host Day.
That chick ain't dead.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button, smash that notification button. Banger, banger, bangers all 2024. Bangers! For you and more. Church announcement, single me out, Joshy.
Church announcement, hold on, single now.
Kev on stage and friends. We just shot the episode last night. It was heat. Heat. From beginning to end, heat, heat, heat. Starting with Lavelle, brand new rising star, first time in LA. Yay! Killed his part. Amber Wallen. You might know her from TikTok. Amber and Ben.
She was on that stage, Wallen.
Bruh, hey, very funny. Yes. You're gonna be super impressed with her if you haven't seen her stand-up, which most of you probably haven't, because I hadn't seen her live. Roxy Hayes is a special talent.
Roxy.
Lance Woods. BT Kingsley and Black Ron, who to this day I've never seen him do the same joke twice.
He's so funny.
He killed.
Has he so a funny. Monster set. It was like the good Keep Your Distances of old. Listen, I love Keep Your Distances. If you watch a lot of them, you know everybody didn't do great every time.
Amen.
The shows were great overall, but everybody didn't do great. This show, from beginning to end, heat. And funny. You know what? If I may brag on myself.
Did you do good?
I had some jokes that was going.
Okay.
I had some jokes that was going. I'm joking. I'm just joking. I mean, I was like, okay, Kev, you know what I'm saying? I probably had 20 at the half.
Yeah, you feel me?
Probably had 20 at the half. You know what I'm saying? Probably finished 33, 10, 9. It wasn't triple-double. Wasn't like that, but that was close.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So please get your tickets. It's how I want you to celebrate my birthday. If you want to celebrate all the free laughs I've given you over the years, especially if you know, say, Kel, I love you so much. What can I do for you? How can I help you on your birthday when you turn 41? Get a ticket to my show. That's how I'm celebrating. I'm going to be watching live because I don't have a show. Last time we had the DC show when it was live.
We were doing everything. We were
doing everything.
I don't know how we did.
But this time I'm going to be watching live with y'all. So get your tickets, kevonstage.com. Angel, what you got?
New music coming soon with new visuals directed by none other than Joshy Guns.
Hey, hoo-hoo.
Me and Josh are pairing up on a new song of Angel's, and he will be shooting the visuals for it.
Great. I can't wait to see this.
I got to fix Angel's camera really quick.
Why are you
so excited
like,
for this?
Kevin Alan Fredericks.
I'm happy. I love to see creative job. I want you to make your music.
But why you say it like it? I'm so happy you guys are teaming up.
This is great.
There feels like an underlying.
There's no underlying anything.
Can't tell the damn truth.
I can't wait. I love both of you guys. I love you in your creative spaces. Can't wait to support.
Don't it sound like there's an underlying?
So
there's always an underline with Kev, especially when his voice goes high like that.
Guys, I just want to be on to your music.
I've been wanting to have Josh direct one of my music videos, and this one, which I'm really super duper excited about. I was like, Josh, can you? And Josh was like, mm-hmm. And it was so weird because Josh was saying the lyrics to me, and I have not heard anyone else say the lyrics to me but me.
Oh, he's already heard it?
Well, because he's got to do the treatment.
Oh, nice.
And we're back.
Oh, great, man.
What is going on, Kevin?
I've tried to have you hear my lyrics, but Kevin, you can't focus long enough.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
I'm focused right now.
Love it. But you gonna be, when will you leave? When you fly out? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
When you come back?
Monday.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay. Also, I forgot to mention this. Please stream Churchy if you still have BET Plus. It is very important. We got, at the time of this airing, like 2 or 3 weeks left until the decision will be made. So if you want to help, you can. If you ain't got the bread, then you can tweet about it, Instagram about it. Anytime you talk about it, all of that is count. So you don't have to have money to help. All right. Y'all ready?
Use a new email address. Use a new email address. I mean,
churchy12367891212@gmail.com/hotmail.
Well, I was going to take that one.
all right. This was really funny because, so if you don't know, our Patreon pretty much fills up the docket for us. Uh-huh. And much to my surprise, the first thing and the most thing that people wanted to talk about was an update on Operation Tony Bacon. So if you didn't watch last week's podcast, the last 7 minutes or so, or me, Angel, or Tony Baker's Instagram, the last, what was it, kind of around the weekend last year? So towards the end of the last podcast, me and Angel, who are struggling to lose weight, yes, as we climb into our further into our big fours, yes, everything works against us. Time, oh, yeah, metabolism, and the great taste of food.
Yes.
And the not exciting part of working out. Also, shut the hell up if you be like, I can't wait to work out. I can. Okay. People be like, oh, I just be looking forward to. I dread the drive. I dread the ticket press. I dread the check-in.
The only thing I dread like is walking up the stairs.
That's all I like.
I love it when it's
when
over.
When it's over,
I'm like, whoo!
Straight to Chick-fil-A. This is so stupid, but I literally, on Monday, I worked out and drove right to McDonald's.
Congratulations.
And I looked at the calories, and I, you know, your Apple Watch tracks, yeah, the calories. I said, I completely erased this.
It is
so hard to burn 500 calories. Yeah. It is so easy to
ingest. You put the calories
in? No, your Apple Watch will tell you.
How much he burned when he worked out.
Oh, how much you burned. I thought we were talking about food. So I was like, why would you do that?
No. And then I looked at the menu, and it was like the two sausage burritos, $6.30. And I went with the orange juice. I said, well, that's just.
The orange juice is just sugar.
Well, you can't just get one burrito. Those things are stack size.
Got to get two, baby.
But the orange juice is also a laxative, too, because it'll make everything.
Oh, that burrito coming right out smooth. So anyway, me and Angel decided that if we can't get small, we will make Tony big. Yeah. And in this friend group, you know, we got each other's addresses.
Yeah.
So, he was like, Tony, I got your address. We done sent you stuff. Stop. So we tag team. We sent this man biscuits, cheesecake, pancakes, mini pancakes, churros.
Yeah. Don't even go together.
Yeah, no.
It was just the things he likes. Banana cream, everything banana cream on the Cheesecake Factory menu I ordered. Angel knows he likes pancakes, so she sent the mini pancakes, cheesecake bread. I got some biscuits from Lucille's.
Oh, the biscuits almost took him
out. Tony, I got to just play this video again because him
yelling at them biscuits.
Out that
It was the best thing I've ever seen before.
Angel, I forgot I was me, you were you, and he was he. I was just a fan of us. Let me play this this part of him yelling. Me and Angel struggling to lose weight. If you haven't seen, this is the same thing I just said.
Okay, but you got that big forehand up. You had the three fingers up.
And Tony Baker's been absolutely killing it. So instead of us getting more disciplined like him, we decide to send him things to eat that are bad for him. Operation Tony Bacon, baby. Watch how funny Tony is, because he was pissed.
Because I ain't been eating sweets, y'all. I ain't been eating sweets since like January. Oh, you motherfuckers, man. It's biscuits in here, man. It's biscuits in here.
His hands are so big, yes, man.
It's biscuits in here. It's biscuits in here, man. Look at this. What am I supposed to do?
What do you want me to do?
What am I supposed to do?
All right, and the other thing that cracked me up was Tony made a song at the end, and Angel remixed it.
Oh, man.
And I didn't know. This is how I found out he did the song, was from your page.
Oh, yes.
Because I didn't see the live. By the time I woke up, the live was over and all that. So, and I hadn't seen it. So this is the first thing I saw as the residual Operation Tony Baker, phase one.
He did a diss track.
When your friends ain't worth a damn. When your friends ain't worth a damn.
Sing, Tony.
When your friends ain't worth a damn.
I tried to remix this, but I couldn't fit in.
When your friends ain't worth a damn.
Come on, Tony.
When your friends ain't worth a damn.
Get your cheese.
When your friends ain't worth a damn.
Get you some biscuits too.
When your friends ain't worth a damn.
Tony has a great singing voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He has an amazing singing voice.
When your friends ain't worth a damn. When your friends ain't worth a damn.
Like some pancakes with Crispy edges.
You better harmonize with you.
When your friends ain't worth a damn, and you still got to deal with Uncle Sam.
I said this nigga got a diss track.
It was great.
But I got a diss track for him. Give me a beat, Kev.
Another beat?
Get the slower though, because I actually wrote this. This is not a freestyle. Give me a beat.
Slower beat.
All right. Tony Bacon, you hear that sizzle? By the end of summer, we gonna make you jiggle. Tony Bacon, you hear that sizzle? By the end of summer, we gonna make you jiggle.
Jiggle, jiggle,
you old shape-ass punk eating fruits and veggies. Get that crap out of here and eat some spaghetti and meatballs in your mouth. In the sauna, I bet you smell like sauerkraut. We get it, Tony Bacon. You used to be fat. Well, me, Kevin Josh, you can call us the Fatbacks.
Yeah.
Gonzi gonna hit you with them cookies from his missus. Big K trip you up with some buttery biscuits. Got my girls, Deb and Bet, we in a car, we rolling through. My ho-hos will have you hooked like I never knew.
Oh.
Hot chicken drink, we ain't screaming, let him eat cake. Wake up, bent on your porch on some CB pancakes. We want you big because we too hungry to be thin. So take off them muscles and put on a double chin.
Yeah.
You call me demon, but I'm fun like fun fatty. So pump up, Tony, because Charles, your lunch is ready.
Hey, nigga. Skinny nigga.
Nigga, Tony, baby. You
healthy
hear that
nigga.
By the end of summer, baby, we gonna make you jigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rapture strikes back.
What are you gonna do about it, Tony?
Yeah, Tom.
You can't walk that off.
Yeah. Too much talent in your body, Angel. Listen, folks, is like, what you gonna do when he sends you something to eat that you like?
Eat it.
What is wrong with you? What is the thing? It's a totally different video.
Somebody said they just mad because they can't eat it. No, Postmates works in my house, too.
What? You think I send biscuits to him and not to me? He gonna send it to me like, what you gonna do? I'll be like, when your friends is looking out. 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 I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Send me a pint of upside down cake. I'll be like, and I love you.
And I love you.
And I love you. And I always loved you. He better do something else because they ain't going to make it down to the food pantry with me.
Listen, you better move my car down the street. That'll get me back. I got to walk to my car?
Now you got a problem. He cannot do what we did to him to us.
No, no.
Because I could have a salad in my hand, and if the doorbell rings, it's like, Kev, it's Chick-fil-A. I'd be like, and I never liked lettuce anyway.
First of all, I'm not a rabbit. Let's start there. God did not make me a bunny.
He better do something else.
He made me a black woman that likes to eat. Okay? I ain't even lactose intolerant.
Listen.
If he would have did that, maybe I'd stop some things.
Stuff go getting good, come out good.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. What a great food.
Yeah. So
and shout out to Tony. He went and gave the majority of that food away to a
Listen, that was
the
only thing I was banking on is that I know Tony would not do anything unethical. So I was like, you can't throw this food
out. He's either going to eat it or give it away.
Yeah.
And there's no way he's just tossing it in the trash.
Oh, absolutely not. So I was like, yeah. And then he was like, there are people who are hungry. I was like, damn it, you knew, huh?
Yeah. And listen, people at the shelter probably was like, okay, banana cream pie.
Yeah, they were like, cheesecake. So we helped the world while also.
Yeah, that's what we did. That
really,
was our plan all along.
At the end of the day, we were like, are you really a philanthropist, Tony? Are you really someone who gives back to the community? In the community.
You be in the community.
But are you giving to the community?
And we actually gave him a task, too. Now he had to go down to, he had
that's
to Google
so
that.
So it was one of the two. It was either you going to eat this food or you going to put in some work.
Make your choice.
Make your choice.
So, Tony, you heard the diss track. We on our Quavo or Chris Brown right now. You
listen,
feel me?
And that wasn't even my best performance. I wrote that on the way here.
On the way here while she was driving. She should have had both hands on the wheel, but she got to write a diss track. Huh? What you want her to do?
You were in shape, nigga. Eating fruits and veggies, huh?
Medium shirt? What are you, 11?
What is that? That's
my
what I said.
Kids were
sex worker showing his skin all the time.
Oh, I went to the sauna. I'm hot still. Look at my chest. But when I take my shirt off, it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Oh, you, see, it that's fat phobia. That's that fat phobia.
Fat phobia.
That's that fat phobia. Because when I'm hot, I take my shirt off. Oh, Cam's chest. When Tony walks in, oh, Tony. Yeah. Tony has done it again. Oh, I see the comments. He sweat dripping. Let me walk. He's like, put your shirt back on, Kim. Fat phobia. That's that fat phobia. And don't gaslight me.
That's what they did.
I got two of them. I got a phobia and I got gaslight.
Because it's toxic. There's a triple header right there.
Plus capitalism.
Oh, God dang it.
Once you throw that in.
You're getting good.
Then that's four.
That is four. So, Tony Bacon, we are not. Oh, yes, trauma is a good one. Trauma!
Ah, should have gave us trauma.
You did. It's the trauma, Tony. And you are traumatic to us because.
You are traumatic.
You are traumatic. You trigger me. There we go. Listen, we're good.
Angel, you are in another world right now.
You trigger me every time my watch says, I started taking pictures of every time it says Tony completes a workout.
Really?
Just so he can see how obnoxious.
Trigger me. It's really narcissistic behavior.
That's what I feel.
I feel like he's a big narcissist.
Because I'm like, Tony, what are you preparing for? You do stand-up. Nigga, you're not a fireman, okay? You are not an athlete. You're not out here in the NBA. You're not even in, like, a rec league. So what are we doing? All you got to do is be able to stand. That's it. And maybe take a couple of steps to the left or to the right.
Joy, why would you put in this chat, Tony's disciplined and Kevin's not? Gaslighting.
Exactly.
You're gaslighting. You're name calling. Okay.
Body shaming.
You're projecting body shaming.
Ooh, that's right there.
Okay, what is discipline on the parts of speech?
What you mean?
Verb.
It's an adjective.
Your adjectivity-itis.
Yeah, come on.
That's a new one. Because you can't say that to people.
Yep.
Because you don't know my inner child ain't healed.
Yes. Your inner child was disciplined so much by its parents. Discipline in the adult life feels like you're punishing your younger self.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know my real dad.
You're really activating
those deep-seated fears.
Yeah.
And that emotional unwell-being.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
I thought this was a safe space. I thought we had community. I thought you were holding space for me, Joy.
Mm-mm.
You weren't holding space for me, Joy.
She not.
She didn't. She wasn't.
She's not.
She traumatized me. And it was a love bomb.
No,
not really sure what love bomb means, but people have been using that word.
Let's use it. No, to be disciplined is an adjective.
Okay.
I am disciplined. You're describing yourself. Somebody was like a verb. Yes, you can discipline a person.
Ain't gonna hold you, man.
Somebody said verb.
Moved around a lot. Noun I get, person, place, thing. Verb I get, jump. Okay. Adjective.
If it's describing a person, place, or thing, it is an adjective.
So if I say Angels is talented.
Adjective.
Adjective is the talent. I mean, talented is the adjective.
Talent is a noun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, adverb is what now?
Describing an action.
So Angel is talented and she sings beautifully?
Beautifully.
Because I know that L-Y helped me with the adverb.
The adverb. That's what makes it happen. She sings beautifully. She beautifully sings. You can do stuff like that.
Okay. And conjunction, what's your function?
Uh-huh.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That part, those parts of speech, they didn't got up underneath. Parts of speech and fractions. When you move around a lot, you miss a piece.
Yes, you do. You do. Because I went to school so much, ended up figuring it out. Mm. Some of these people in the Patreon, no.
Yeah, because effect and affect, I just use impact. Because I'm not sure, and I don't want to think about it. You know what I mean.
Effect is the noun.
It was with E. Effect.
Effect is a noun.
Okay, so use
effect.
That
effect.
Use that in a sense, the effect.
Our delivering food to Tony's house did not have the effect we hoped it would.
Okay. So the effect as an outcome.
Yes.
Okay.
It is affect. It's a solution.
Okay. Now what's the other one?
I'm trying to figure out a way to use it. Listen, let's ask ChatGPT. Somebody put special effects. That's a way to remember it. You know you don't spell special effects with an A.
I know that.
Well, that helps you remember it's a noun.
It doesn't.
No?
No. I'll be like, special effects. Ooh, movies, Star Wars. And now I'm on a whole nother, train of thought.
You said
I'll be like, special effects has nothing to do with it. Because it's affect. I got effect now, but what's affect? Is that the emotion tied to it?
That is the, a lot of times is the... a verb.
I'm right. I'm going to just keep doing impact.
Okay.
Impact never leads me astray. Okay. All right. Before we move on, real quick, we want to say rest in peace to Mandisa. She was one of the early season American Idol black women. She had some gospel music she released, and she passed away recently. So God rest her soul. Blessings to her and her family.
Yes. I didn't know who she was, and then I had to look it up, and I was like, oh, it's so unfortunate. She was so young.
She was so young.
47.
47 is really young. Rest in peace, Mandisa. Josh, put a little picture of her. And then we come back. Okay. Now.
I want to introduce you to a new sponsor of the pod, Nico Kitchen Shop. Are you searching for a natural alternative to support your health and well-being? Look no further. Nico Kitchen Shop offers a curated selection of wild-crafted sea moss products and plant-based supplements carefully crafted for maximum potency. Sea moss is an all-natural supplement for all ages that supports your immune system, gut health, energy levels, and more. With Nico's dedication to quality and service, every perishable product is prepared to order and shipped frozen within 7 days. And they have sea moss in all forms like gummies, applesauce capsules, and tea. Let me tell you, that applesauce is amazing. It came in, I put it in the fridge. I had a little bit in the morning and it was perfect. The gummies are also my type of favorite way to take any type of supplement. So when you offer it that way, I'm going to love it. And Nico's Kitchen did not disappoint. It was absolutely amazing. And we are all about supporting our gut health as well as our immune system in my household. And you should too with Nico Kitchen Shop. Invest in your health today with Nico Kitchen Shop. Visit their website and discover the difference for your health, for yourself. Now, here's the thing. Our listeners get an exclusive 15% off on your order every time you use our promo code. Type in NicoKitchenShop.com. Use promo code CREW with a K at checkout to unlock your savings. That's N-I-C-K-O KitchenShop.com. Tell them you're with the crew.
The next thing people want us to talk about, and I'll just be, it's Chris Brown and Quavo. They beefing diss track.
Yeah, I think they're only trying to overshadow the beef that everybody wants to know about, which is ours, the impossible beef that we have with Tony.
Oh, I love that.
Why did that tickle you?
Because it was a good play on words.
Thank you.
I like Impossible Burgers.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't mind them and Beyond Burgers.
Yeah. I was looking at the Patreon comments. So I was like, wow, this came out of nowhere. Cause I was like, what's his name? Breezy? See Breezy?
Dreezy.
No, that'd be Drake. Breezy.
Oh, Dreezy is also a female rapper.
Yes, you are right.
I do and follow Dreezy. And let me Dreezy.
Tell you, I got so confused when somebody started talking about Dreezy and then I saw a woman and I was like,
well, Drizzy is
that makes more sense.
Lord Jesus.
We got Drizzy, we got Dreezy, we got Breezy, we got Sneezy, Grumpy.
Okay, we got the dwarfs.
Happy.
I need for us to get creative or Snow White needs to come and get these motherfuckers together.
Sneezy is missing a golden opportunity to get in the beef. Yes. Drizzy, Breezy, Sneezy. Nigga, I'm sneezing on the beat. Sneeze on the beat and the beat got snicker.
That's one of my favorite
lines. Say all on the mouth like liquor.
It came out of nowhere for me because I was like, wait, what's the, what does Chris Brown have against Quavo?
Listen, Angel, I put my glasses on. I got on down to the Twitter. I literally tweeted, y'all help your uncle out.
What, help me out.
What did
happened?
Chris Brown and Quavo beefing over? And it's women. Yeah. Karrueche.
A woman,
Karrueche. And I said, now.
He dated Karrueche almost a decade ago.
Enough, man. Enough.
Why is he so? Do they even have a baby together?
No, not that I know of, but I believe no.
Okay, so why is he upset? Did Quavo say something to Karrueche that upset him?
From what the children told me down on the Twitter, mm-hmm. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Quavo and the Migos, they was friendly with one another. Mm-hmm. Okay. And over a 5-year period, they had made rap musics together, made some songs and the like. Okay. Mm-hmm. During this time, Chris Brown was dating Karrueche. Mm-hmm. Okay, now from what I understand from the children, they broke up Carucci and Chris Brown. And later on, Quavo and Carucci had some dealings.
Okay.
And now and then Chris Brown was upset about the dealings because we're supposed to be friends.
He mad that he slept with somebody that no longer sleeps with him.
Well, that's what I understand because it ain't, you know, the friendship bond among the Migos. Amigos, not the Migos.
Uh-huh.
The friends.
Okay.
I guess it's off limits.
I mean, I can understand, but are they offset like that? No, sorry. Sorry, because Josh didn't do it, and that's, I had to. Just,
that's so great.
That's fantastic.
Josh, you can't be mad.
I'm not mad at all.
She picks her spot. Mm-hmm. That's your role, baby. We kick it to you in the corner. That's what you get about 3 or 4 of those an episode.
Because usually my brain works a lot slower than Josh's when it comes to those.
Josh going to get 3 or 4 of those. And on tour. Y'all don't get to tour with Josh. He does this in conversation all the time.
All the time.
He picks his spot. He like, bang.
But no, were they friends like that? Because as you can see, so for instance, the person that people like to talk about a lot, Lori Harvey, she has dated people that know people. Mm-hmm. And those men aren't writing monologues to each other about.
I'll be Jordan named like Damson Idris. Uh-huh. I'm about to make the snow fall.
To be or not.
To be or not. That nigga wrote a monologue to Damson.
Yes. Whoa. You smashing Lori. You I can kill Monk on your ass. Send your black ass back to France, or is it England? I ain't never coming again. Yeah. All right, go ahead and say what you
gonna
say.
United Kingdom, nigga. Finna be United Kingdom, nigga. Bink, bink, bink.
Yeah.
You better slip and dip and eat some fish and chips.
Oh,
in it.
In it.
That would be great, though. But it's to me, it's like, I don't know, Angel. I'm feeling my age in this. And I'm also, my interest level is just.
Well, I will say this. I understood everything Chris Brown said. I said, oh, my God.
He said.
A lot.
And now, listen, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And this is just diss track season, mm-hmm. I guess. Now, sometimes diss tracks cross the line.
Yeah,
and that line about respect to Takeoff, but everybody wishes you were the one that died. Don't put everybody in this.
They said, oh, shit, on the track. I said, why do we do? Don't say that.
Don't put me in that. I don't wish neither one of them people was dead. I wish Takeoff, Offset, Chris, Quavo, all was alive. Now, listen, them folks got on Jermaine Cole when he says, you know what? I don't want nothing to do with this. And this is why I said when he did it, I agree with him, and I identify more with him than anybody else. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what?
Because he about our age. These boys is
listen,
young.
I don't want nothing. And the Chris Brown Quavo thing, I don't feel like this is just friendly.
No, I definitely think this will go off of the stage because these are young people that don't sometimes recognize. It's like the frontal lobe that should
young?
Be, the frontal lobe should be completely fused.
That's what, 25, ain't it?
Yes, but I think Chris is like almost 30, if not 30.
Chris Brown is 34 years old.
Yeah, but he acts, I don't know if it's his trauma, he acts back. When he was in the
Quavo 33. They not young now. These is fully formed frontal lobe. Yeah, They're not using it.
They took it out. They said, I don't want
y'all too old now.
Now, what I will say is these little skinny light-skinned girls, they got some snappers, okay? They're pussing some snappers because you got niggas writing bars because of your twat. So I don't know what type of witchery they got down in their drawers.
The kids are calling it a gorilla grip.
Oh, apparently.
From what I understand.
They
grab onto that meat and then hold it.
They hold it. They coochies is whistling around them. Their coochies is sirens. Because y'all did talk. You talk about you rapping because he slept with Carucci, who you don't even got a baby about. Then you talking about you slept with Saweetie while he was with Saweetie. I said, what is these young girls doing with their vaginas?
Oh my God!
Just a napping turtle.
Is it a little bit of a possessiveness?
It's definitely that.
And then we should kind of let go and move on.
Oh, no, definitely possessiveness, but I'm saying it must have been so good. That's why.
Yeah, I may be.
That's why they got that magic touch. They were in there picking niggas up with their stuff and moving them over. They swallowed them up and scooted them over, sat them down.
Gucci is a crane, girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dropping you over here like them aliens in Toy Story.
Definitely.
I ain't gonna never forget you.
You always gonna be mine. Even when you're not mine.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, they got that cocaine in between the draws.
Now, from what I understand,
cracking the crack.
Quavo, and I don't know, y'all tell me if you read the lyrics, because I did look them up because he was rapping fast.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they were saying that apparently he said Chris Brown got tied up, got his family tied up because he didn't pay.
Yeah, because he didn't pay. I heard that.
Did you hear that in before this?
No, I heard it in the song. I was listening to it last night when I realized we had to cover it once I got big. And I said, oh, no, your auntie got tied up. What bill didn't you pay?
I don't know about these things.
Listen, Spectrum is wildin'. You want this high-speed internet? Betty, tell your nephew, pay up. Oh, it's a landline for him.
Dial up, nigga. Remember that? Yellow man, nigga. You'll never see a picture again.
Ever again.
Ever again, right? Josh, so crazy, man. The yellow man, man.
35 minutes.
Come on, man.
Beep, boom, beep, boom, beep, also, boom. Quick aside, Tony just texted me. He said, y'all talking stuff, eh? And I said, ha, 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 ha. Angel wrote a diss track for you. He said, wow.
Listen, because Tony wouldn't let it die. Tony made 5 videos.
Tony was, he was mad. And we have a Ball Brothers group chat. Hold on, because I told him to make a video. I hope this saved this voice message. Because Tony was in his feelings.
I think I kept it.
Did you?
I think I kept it.
Because I was like, Tony, you should make a video from the perspective of the biscuits. I was trying to help him.
Oh, well, Tony made about 6 pieces of content. I was like, you're welcome. Look at that. You got to show how disciplined you are, and you got content.
This is the video he made after I told him he should have made a video. Thank you, Josh. Josh saved it.
You got to make a video of the biscuits talking to you. Man, shut up.
Because who said it?
I did.
You should make a video of the biscuits talking.
I was just like, man, it would be funny. But Tone was not going for it. Somebody is snitching in his Patreon. I know that. Must be over on the bald, what is their program called? Yeah. The Daddy Issues.
No. The Daddy Issues.
Y'all be snitching in this Patreon. First of all, snitches get stitches.
Mm-hmm.
Who is leaving out of here and going and talking and reporting back? Huh?
Yeah.
Who ain't competent? Who in the Patreon is going over to their Patreon? Who's doing it?
They all. Oh, I see. Miss Miles FTW. She put,
Miss Miles FTW, you're I recognize yourself? You. I recognize you.
Who over in the bakery?
Huh? I know y'all be clicking out and clicking in. All right, moving on. This is great. I hope this never stops.
Chris Brown and Quavo or Tony Bacon and us?
Tony Bacon.
I hope that stops.
I hope Chris Brown and Quavo stop immediately.
Listen, if I get this surgery, I'm going to stop. I'm going to shut up. I'll be like, I can't really talk, guys.
Are you still going to think about it?
Y'all have no idea.
You researching?
I found a whole nother procedure.
What?
Literally last week, the same day I'm sending Tony food, I was like, let me schedule a consultation. I was like, ooh, let me see Angel. These churros.
Angel, doctor, don't do it, man.
Can I see?
Angel, I don't want nothing to happen.
This one you don't go put under. There was one for the men. They showed the men. I said, I got to show this to Kevin.
Wait, what did you do?
Said, and there's no scars. Kevin.
Man boobs?
Yes.
You can take man boobs off?
Yes.
No scar?
No scar.
And then I can just be quiet for 5 months and be like, I've been in the gym working, y'all.
Nigga, I'm just trying to listen. Down, y'all going to know I got it done because I'm trying to get it done for free.
What if you do the procedure and they come back?
No, they can't come back.
I'm about to say, if they can take it out once, they can take it out twice.
This one, you
I go to the
plug.
Dentist three, four times a year. Listen, I don't mind going back.
Listen, you be wide awake. I said, I ain't got to get put under.
What's called?
I tell you.
Got him a cast.
No, I surely did. Wednesday, I'll be going in for.
That's why Angel's like, when do you guys fly out? Wednesday, it's booked.
Wednesday, I'll be going in for a consultation. Mike, tell him, just go ahead while I'm here. Go ahead and do what you got to do.
Man. All right, moving on. So, Jilly from Philly got into a little bit of a. She had said some stuff.
Yeah.
And it was related to the Chris Brown thing. Because Chris Brown was rapping on his diss track. And most people would agree that he was doing a good rap. She tweeted.
Somebody said, oh, God, I'm sorry. Somebody said it better not be those people who did Miss Netty and Charles. Did you see that?
I would never.
He had them damn abs and they were sitting this far. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
Well, he did. They did that one for an Instagram post. Like, certain things I'll just pay for.
He said, give me the real cost so I can pay
for it. Give me the real. I don't want in three story post. Nah, because you go.
Oh, my God. But go ahead. Jill Scott.
I'm trying to find her.
She tweeted about how talented.
Okay, here it is. I found
there it is.
She tweeted, Chris Brown is amazing. How does anybody sing like that? Dance, look, act, and rap. Like that. Beyond gifted, it appears exceptional. People have to go through exceptional fire emoji. There's nothing to debate. Somebody responded to that tweet and said, I think the women he's abused would disagree. Jill responded, I doubt it. My mother's ex-husband was a mean, violent human, and he could lay foundation better than anyone in my city. What he did with cement was awe-inspiring.
Oh. Awe-inspiring?
We got away.
People say God is awe-inspiring.
He got a raise and praise for his ability. God dealt with the rest. Now listen, I'm sorry to have laughed, but I've just never seen cement described.
It's awe-inspiring.
I just get. They lit her up for this cement thing. This will probably be in the documentary about her soon. So please use our whole quote in context.
The whole quote.
But cement laying, I don't know if it's a thankless profession. But I've never seen people laying cement. I've been like, now that.
It's because it's a thankless profession.
Yeah, that man, that is.
You see enough niggas lay cement, not great. Then you be like, now that.
This is, you know, I didn't see some awe-inspiring cement.
But this
ain't awe-inspiring.
This right here is awe-inspiring, what so he could do.
What was funny about this, because, you know, I'd be on Twitter, Angel. And people was like, I know Jill Scott didn't say, you know, I thought like it was a joke. I know she didn't make it seem like because you lay cement, you can be abusive. And I was like, boy, y'all just be taking anything out of context. And then I read, I said, oh.
That's not what she was saying, though.
No, I know.
Oh.
But I didn't think the cement thing was in there at all.
Oh, yeah. No, she definitely used cement.
I thought they was just like making a, you know, people will, you'll say one thing and then people will make a leap.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she probably ain't even, okay. So she did say some of the stuff that she was accused of. And full transparency. She came back later and said she tweeted a lot since this point. So the tweets are now all out of order. And I hate the way Twitter works. Okay. She said, look, years of prayer and therapy, self-reflection, and making every effort to keep my feet on the ground has made me compassionate. This is after people went after for other human beings. People go through poop emoji and do terrible poop emojis. We say we believe in God and pray for enlightenment. We are a living testimony. And people with different energies... was like either upset, Jill, that ain't it, mm-hmm. or with love, Jill, that ain't it. So the next day she came back and said, walked away, came back, Googled, read tweets, listened to friends, and considered the state of us as a whole. Some lead with love. You gave me perspectives, consider, and directive. Thank you. Some of you only want the highs of war. You may have your war. I thank you all for your loving, supportive comments and the helpful ones too. We may not understand our elders, our youth, or youth, but guide lovingly. If you're going to do anything at all, please put grief, rage where it can be purposeful. Go support a women's shelter. I do, Ben. So, my question is this. What's happening?
I'm about to burp. Go ahead. I was just allowing it to slowly creep up. Go ahead, please.
You had like a really insightful thing to say.
No, I do too. But I want to hear what you're going to say.
Okay. I want to say, here's what I thought about this. Because there's two sides of this that I think, two things are happening. I do believe you are not your worst moment in life. But I do think most people are expecting you to show remorse and change behavior. And in the case of Chris Brown, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like mm-hmm. from Rihanna until relatively recently, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem like he is like, you know what, I'm not that man anymore. I don't do like, he has had like a history of repeated behavior. So when he was praised by Jill, it seems like, now why would you do that? And Jill is like, well, you know, basically paraphrasing, people go through stuff, but they can grow and change. And I think most people's pushback was, but I don't think he has grown and changed.
I don't think that's what she was saying anything about. She wasn't talking about her stepdad or her dad growing and changing.
I'm talking about Chris.
No, but in her, because her analogy was the stepdad. I don't think it was about growing and changing. I think it was her saying two things can exist.
You can be a terrible person and be insanely talented.
Yes, because they were like, I doubt the people he abused see it this way. She was like, no, for my mom, she knew my daddy could, or stepdad or whoever he was, I can't remember, could lay brick really well. Mm-hmm. But he was also terrible.
Yeah.
I think somebody put in the Patreon very clearly. It's her first comment. While it might have been true about Chris Brown being insanely talented, was insensitive.
For sure.
Because of the women that have experienced abuse from him.
Yeah.
Jill's pushback was, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this man's talent. But for people, it's like, we don't want to hear nothing else about that, though, mm-hmm. actually. So I think that's what, and for her, she's like, she can talk about his talent because she feels like everybody goes through stuff. Some people do horrible things. Mm-hmm. Some people go through horrible things. And she's just trying to show compassion for everybody.
Yeah.
But, and then the last statement, I think, is like her being able to see, you know what? While y'all might not have been able to understand me, your elder, and I might not have been able to understand you, I thank you all for like trying to enlighten me.
Yeah.
Some of y'all just want war.
Not gonna do it.
Y'all can have it.
Yeah.
But I am now trying to listen to what you all were trying to say to me.
Yeah.
So I think one, the cement made it like laughable. So then it was just like, we don't even know what your point is because you're talking about awe-inspiring cement. And
that's what happens a lot on the internet. Seriously. Once you see a part that doesn't quite fit, the whole conversation will be derailed. And if it seems like an analogy doesn't quite compute, then that becomes the whole thing. Also, the internet, specifically Twitter, is the least well-placed place to have meaningful conversations.
Oh, yeah, I don't think
there's no room for nuance. There's no room for dialogue. People fly off on the handle on both sides. That's why I say this all the time. I very rarely speak out about things that need more than a tweet or two on the internet because it's just too easy to misconstrue your words. You need to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think in conversation, you can hear people's points better. But on the internet, we can pick and choose and be like, you know, this is dumb. How could you say this? You're making this leap. And also what happens is, somebody said this in the Patreon, you can see how people are confused because a lot of people were saying the diss track was great. And I think there's always, I've said this before and I'll say it again because it's true every time, there's segments of people who are saying stuff and it makes it seem like everybody's saying something.
Yeah.
So a lot of people who are saying the diss track is fire are likely not, people praising the diss track are likely not the same people who are, a different group of people is like, who are upset or don't respect Chris for what he did to women or his continued behavior. They likely didn't even listen to the diss track.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they did, they're probably not praising it because they still have, but when everybody's tweeting, it feels like everybody's agreeing.
Yeah.
And it's not the case. And also I always want to remind people, it's never everybody. If you're on Twitter, you're on like the 14th or 15th most popular social media app. It never crossed into the top 10 from what I understand.
Uh-huh.
You're also talking about something that's happening in the United States with people who are chronically online. There's a good amount of people who don't be on social media at all, who don't be on Twitter, who don't know diss track, don't know the name Chris Brown or Quavo. It's a big world. There's a lot of time zones and people got stuff going on. Yeah. So it's never, ever everybody, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
It feels like it's everybody, feels like a lot of people, but it's never, ever everybody.
Yeah. I think probably the biggest issue is that, like, I don't think anybody is confused on whether or not Chris is talented. I think people are tired of hearing, well, not people, the segment of people that I'm referring to, are tired of hearing people praise him when we're like, we're not paying attention to that. Until you get your together,
yeah,
it don't matter how many backhand springs or runs you do, fix this part.
That's actually the truth.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody is under any auspicious.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, he's talented. We know that. We know this.
No one would argue. What happens a lot of times with talented people is they're able to get away with things far worse and for far longer because they are talented.
Case in point. Case in point.
There's a lot of things talented people can, and this is in music, in athletics, in mm-hmm. corporate America. Mm-hmm. There's bad actors, bad behaviors, who even in church. Even church is not exempt. You can preach good. You can play the organ good. You can raise a good offering. People will often be like, well, you know what I'm saying? We all got children. Amen. Mm-hmm. So it's not unique to Chris Brown, but I agree.
Hey, Rich, I'm sorry. This is somebody. Let me just read this comment because I want everybody to understand this doesn't make sense. Y'all like seeing men beat each other, boxing and MMA, and women beating each other, Zeus, Christian, reality TV, but not Chris Brown, hypocrisy. When people consent to get into the ring and fight each other, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Even when people go onto reality TV shows that are volatile, where they know fights happen on the show,
yeah,
that's another. But if you're in a relationship with someone and they're saying that they love you and care about you, you're not expecting violence to be done to you. You're not consenting to that. So let's not conflate two things that have nothing to do with each other. That's just asinine to me.
That was my homeboy's mom's favorite word. I had to look it up. Speaking about boxing MMA, did you watch the Ryan Garcia Haney fight?
Yeah. So many sweats. Arms. Pow, pow, pow. Men.
So many sweats. It's got to go in the pantheon of Angel is a sports expert. Because you know boxers are going to be sweaty. You get the punch, the sweat punched out of you sometimes. You get punched and you're like. So you know you done seen that.
The sweats, hits, hitting. People hit each other. Yeah. Those two specifically.
Listen. Devin Haney was plus 750.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
For the spread, right?
Man. Yeah, what's it called? Not the underdog. Favorite.
Favorite.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't understand gambling, when a person's plus 750, that means in order to win $100, you have to bet $750
mm-hmm.
to win $100. That's how much of a favorite he was. Ryan Garcia was, at the start of the fight, negative 550. So if you bet $100 that Ryan Garcia would win, you'd win $550.
Yes, uh-huh.
Put this in perspective. LeSean McCoy, who's a former NFL running back, he bet $250,000 on Devin Haney to win. If he won, he would have made $25,000.
Right, that was the underdog. That's who, yeah, that makes that was sense.
He was the favored, not the underdog.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. You got it. You know your dyslexia, B-Lexin.
So when LeSean Pace bet on
McCoy.
Mm-hmm. You got to come back at him. $250,000.
When he bet $250,000 on Devin Haney to win, he just lost $250,000. That's it. He only could make $25,000 if he won, but you lose it all.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand gambling.
Especially like
it got to be.
It's gotta be the
thrill. That's not even worth the risk.
Yeah.
You bet $250 to possibly make $25,000.
Yeah.
And if you lose, people get this explained to them and they'd be like,
put it on there.
I understand. Not that I'm a participator, but I understand the parlay epidemic. Parlay, you bet Josh this, seven different things. You spend $5. The crazier the wager, you can win $1,000. I can get it. $5 adds up over time, but I get you wasting $5. If you lose, you lose five. $250,000, and when you lose all that on somebody you don't know his mental state. And now when he get punched in the mouth and fall, you like, ha ha. Bless you. What's you? Come on, Angel. You got all burps, kinds of
stuff going on.
Sneezes. Your body is violent today.
Shout out to AsperPro for sponsoring this episode and for providing us with free samples. I use this and you should too, because when I tell you, these allergies be whooping my tail. And AsperPro, let me tell you, they have my back and my allergies in check. My allergies were throwing my whole morning off. And let me tell you, it had me sounding crazy. And now I sound different to not just me, but I'm sure to you. I feel what it was like, I felt like I was in a submarine, right? And I was like, I don't want to sound like that. AsperPro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. AsperPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AsperPro delivers full prescriptive strength indoor-outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal spray symptom relief with AsperPro. Go to AsperProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AsperPro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O Allergy.com. AsperPro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
All right, yeah. Moving on. Your favorite artist, Taylor Swift has been all in the news.
She has.
For this, she got a new album.
And let me just tell you, I was wrong. That white lady know what she's doing.
You think so? You coming back on to my side.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you don't think she's oblivious anymore.
Oh, she's calculated.
Remember when I said it?
You said it, and I said, I'm going to make sure I tell my friend he was right.
For those of you who say, don't do what I do. For those of you who think Angel does not apologize or take accountability, let this record reflect. Now, she has a song on her new album called I Hate It Here. I actually did a joke about this on the show. It might go up before this episode. We'll see. And when I saw this trending, I kid you not, I thought it was not real. I thought people were making a joke.
You thought it didn't exist.
I thought it didn't exist. So before I made the joke, I made sure to pull up my Apple Musics
to see if the song
and go to the song. These are the lyrics. My friends used to play a game where we would pick a decade we wish we could live in instead of this. I'd say the 1830s, but without all the racists and getting married off for the highest bid.
That's poetry.
You know.
I.
You know. Wow.
I said, man. Wow. What are you talking about, Taylor?
What do you mean? Wow. She said without the racists, Kevin.
Josh.
She's like, that's the only part I wanted to get.
She loved every aspect of 1830 besides racism and being sold off as a woman.
That
for
is the main thing of the 1830s. That is the 1830s.
The 1830s is, I was looking, there was this white lady who was doing a video about the 1860s and everything that was happening in relation to, we're talking about, the age of consent was 9.
Dang.
That's when you could get married.
9?
9. I think women didn't even have the right to vote.
Yeah. Suffrage.
Okay. That didn't come about until the 1920s. And let's look up some of the things that was happening. In the 1830s?
Yes. Chattel slavery, big thing in the 1830s.
No, Kevin, you're without the racism.
No racism.
Slavery is okay, just without the racism.
Let's see.
Kevin made me laugh. No, Kevin.
You're not getting it.
Here's
a great one. The Indian Removal Act was signed in the 1830s.
Racist, though.
They were in the way, Angel.
No, when we talk about racism, we're talking about race, black, white.
No.
Not ethnicity, Indian, no, indigenous Angel. People. That so was... the Trail of Tears.
No, that's also racism.
There was tears. If there was white women, there was going to be a Trail of Tears.
Genocide as well. And, You know what? I can we take a quick aside? Because you just reminded me of something that pissed me off so bad. Dr. Umar, a clip was going viral on Twitter this morning. And he was saying, which is a thing that's repeated often, black people spend too much money on stuff they don't need and don't spend enough on stuff they do need. And he was like, we need black-owned banks in our community and black-owned businesses with industry so we can create black-owned jobs. We need a black Wall Street is what he said. And I want you to know that we tried to do that mm-hmm. in America time and time again. Tulsa was a bustling black community with black banks, black businesses, black jobs. The black dollar lasted so long in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. Black folks didn't have to go outside of their community for anything. Do you know what happened in Tulsa?
Boom, 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 boom.
Destroyed. The banks destroyed. There's no insurance. There's no restitution. Yeah. It's just gone. So it's I get frustrated as if black Americans, it's like we get blamed for everything. We didn't try mm-hmm. this, and the United States government, racism, sorry, Taylor, this unfortunately has a big, you know, part of American history. It's not like we didn't try. Eventually, and it's still going from Black Wall Street in Tulsa literally being destroyed and people murdered mm-hmm. to redlining, to affirmative action, to DEI starting and stopping. It's like, if you don't think America purposely tries, actively has always and will continue always to make things more difficult for black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're just fighting. It's not like we're just like, we sure don't want to do nothing.
Think about
in the 1830s when Taylor Swift was wants to go and live without the racists.
Her whole, she goes back in the lyrics just so that we're being, the word is not fair, but she says, seems like it was never fun back then. Nostalgia is a mind's trick. If I'd been there, I'd hate it. It was freezing in the palace. I don't like her lyrics.
That was the tortured aspect of the tortured poet.
That's the name of her album, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The tortured poet?
Yeah.
I watched her concert.
Did you?
On Disney Plus?
I put it on. I got an hour and a half through because I said, I don't know this woman, but she seems mediocre to me. And I said, but you know what? If you start off with, I don't know this woman, you don't know if she's actually mediocre.
Right.
This is your assumption. And what I realize is what I usually realize in life is that I'm right. I watched an hour and a half of what seemed to be one long song. I'm not going to say the woman doesn't write lyrics.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She plays the guitar.
She does it. Thinking. Bar chords.
She had just a regular fantastic Sam's haircut up there. And when I tell you, and I'm not saying she does have some catchy songs. She didn't play any of them in the first hour and a half now. She has some catchy songs, and none of them went, you hear my speaking range?
Yep.
If I talked up here and if I talked down here,
yep.
That was the range of her songs. There was no, I was like, oh, she'll never have to worry about losing her voice because she is in the like perfect speaking, just elongate what you're saying and keep it going.
That's the thing. Why strain?
I said, but if the concert was 3.5 hours long, so I said, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to keep torturing myself. My husband was so mad at me. Me and Denora sat there. We were like, something's going to happen.
You watched all 3 hours?
No, an hour and a half. And I said, I give up. If you didn't sing to me for an hour and a half, and quite literally, it sounds like I've listened to one song.
Never meant to flaws, you know tears. That's how she sings. No, I don't. I just want to go back to being the same.
Yes.
And I know I'm going to make things right before you walk out my life.
I said,
you
could
go on tour every single day.
Yes.
If that was as far as you were saying.
There was she one did. Time where she hit a note.
What'd she do?
Where she was like, yeah, or something like that. Yeah. And I said, oh, Taylor, Taylor, what you doing, girl?
Yeah. Did the bar people go, woo?
No.
She plays that guitar, though, Angel.
Oh, no, that's what I said. Now, that baby can, she got that guitar, and she be writing them words, okay? Because it was a lot of words. A lot of words for an hour and a half. And I said, we got an hour, 2 hours more of words.
McWherterson.
Words all over the place. But I still was trying to figure, I was trying to figure out the allure. I was like, instead of judging this woman, watch and see if you can figure out the allure. And then the judgment came right back at an hour and 30 and said, bitch, you seen it. You seen it. Just accept it. Just accept what
the
you saw.
Was way back. Keep on. Keep on. Keep on. I'm going to be right here. Keep on.
Listen, I just, but the, and this is, tell you, I'm proud mama moment. This girl that my son Kai really likes, and I'm talking about likes.
Kai always likes somebody.
This is, no, he been on same track with this one for a couple of years.
Oh, this is the same person. Same person. Got it. Yeah, I like you, and I want you.
I want you. She like him too. They be text messaging on the iPads, right? And so it was Friday night. Because I see him, and he's sitting there smiling, looking at his iPad while he's sitting at the kitchen counter. And I said, what you doing? And I look and I see he's talking to his friend. And I was like, oh, let me read the text messages. So scroll and I'm looking. And I said, so what were y'all talking about? And he was like, she said Taylor Swift is the best. I said, well, she's lost points. And what did you say? He said, I said, no, she's not. And I said, and what else? I said, then who's the best? He was like, Beyonce. I said,
indoctrination.
I said, we've done well. We've done so well. But yeah.
Is she
black? She black, but she has Wahite people very close in her lineage.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. But Taylor got the little girls because she don't, you know, Beyonce is now singing about some grown people stuff.
Yes.
So the little kids don't get to like grab a hold as easily.
When I realized Taylor Swift was like, when I realized she was 34, in my mind, she's kind of been frozen in time.
She's presented herself
1,000%
exact same for almost 20 years.
That haircut said it all. The way she looked Fantastic on stage. I was like, she was in an arena. You know, this woman, stadiums, right? That place was packed. And I said, you didn't even do your hair for these people.
She did.
No, she did like this.
Angels, because she was, it got messed up when she was rolling through the stadium in the janitor closet. They would move her in like one of those cases to get her to the stage.
Oh, I can believe it. But this is all looked like she did was, I was like, hilarious. She didn't put no curls in her hair and had on a sparkly, like Beyonce type leotard. I said, the hair and the leotard don't match, girl. Man. Give us something more.
Man.
I wonder if she's got anything else that she's holding back. But this 1980s lyrics, 1830s lyrics.
LaShawn Pace.
I don't know what the baby's doing, but let me tell you. And the people were like, stop in the comments. They were like, don't compare the two. I felt some type of way when she tried to drop this surprise double album.
What do you mean? Oh, because Beyonce dropped Cowboy Carter?
Yeah, it almost, I know people are like, they're two different people. This one has nothing to do with the other. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But there's a part of me that's just like, why you do this?
Ain't she, is this new, this is new
Swift,
music, right?
Swifties were saying this was supposed to drop at the top of the year, though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Or that she had been working on a secret project. But what project isn't a secret at that scale?
At that scale, I think it's the stuff that just didn't make other albums. Like, I would think this 1830s thing did not make any other albums.
It's her Untitled and Mastered.
She was like, let me throw that in here.
Listen, I'm telling you, more power to that sweet baby.
Everybody say, but they friends. They ain't friends, friends. They got to be friends.
I like it.
They're not friends like it.
Joshua.
What?
They're not friends like it.
Are they not?
I think they came together so their friends would stop tripping.
Right, exactly. Like, they're business women. And they understand what's good for business is good for them. So them beefing is not as good for business.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, she won Album of the Year for this next Grammys for this album, Tortured Souls of the Poets. And she gonna be okay.
I thought she was going to have an Ice Spice feature because they were together at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I saw that.
I was waiting for a...
I saw that. I want to go back to my Dr. Umar point. Black people never stopped. trying to create our own community and our own stuff.
We're always doing it.
We're always doing it. Listen, low key, I am trying to sell tickets, but Kev on Stage and Friends is a comedian creating space for other Black comedians and an opportunity for Black audiences to find those comedians. This is not me looking out for anybody else but Black folks. So, and we do that in every way. Your homegirl who makes the protein, Kiara?
Kiara Lachey.
Kiara Lachey selling protein shakes. Black folks on Etsy, like, we be banking our stuff. We just have insane obstacles, and it's not, I just don't like when it's framed like we never tried or we stopped. We never stopped. No matter how many times we've been destroyed, have our businesses burnt down, everything taken from us, we still try. I wrote a paper, and I said this before, and I don't care. I'm 41. Some of my memories gonna keep coming up when things make sense. I wrote a paper on how the time right after slavery, right after a couple years after Taylor Swift would have wanted to go back to without the races, was actually worse than slavery, because slavery was terrible given. And I had to write this paper. And I was like, nigga, how you gonna make me write a paper on how this was worse than slavery? And it was talking about how when Black folks weren't property, then they just had no protection at all.
They have no place to live. They didn't have no means of getting work, because just because slavery ended didn't mean that white folk had to give you jobs.
It sure didn't. So what happened was, when Black people would get ahead, a lot of lynchings were fear-based, and because Black folks were uppity. So imagine if you were a kid and your dad or your granddad opens a general store, and white folks get upset and say he's uppity for opening a general store, and lynch him and burn down that general store. The chance of you deciding I'm going to go into business for myself is very low. Yeah. That fear and trauma in your mind has long lasting effects.
Yeah.
What Ronald Reagan did in the 1980s with the crack epidemic, mm-hmm. and followed by the crime bill, them folks are still in prison. A lot of weed crimes, weed is now legal. People are still in prison for something that's no longer even considered a crime. Mm-hmm. So the government deciding to actively destroy Black communities has long impact on the family. And if you impact families, enough families, you impact the community. If you impact enough communities, you impact a people as a whole.
Yeah.
So that's why I be like, it ain't, not that it ain't that easy, but bruh, like, we done had some active opposition to this.
Active. Somebody was saying, sharecropping became the next thing. This is what lets you know how close we are to when slavery was. Sharecropping. My mother grew up living with her grandparents for a nice length of time. Mm-hmm. Her grandparents were sharecroppers. My mother picked cotton growing up. My
Angel's mom.
The woman whose vagina I came up out of. Okay?
As she said.
As she said, I want to take a picture of my vagina! That woman can attest to driving mules to work a field to pick cotton.
And your mom is 70 something.
She's 73 years old.
That's how close the time is. This stat, and I'm going to say this and we got to move on because we got to shoot the bonus.
Yeah, we got a whole other hour.
When Thomas Jefferson was still alive, mm-hmm. Harriet Tubman was born. Okay? When Harriet Tubman was still alive, Ronald Reagan was born.
Yeah.
From Thomas Jefferson to Harriet Tubman and Ronald Reagan, we can see the through line. Thomas Jefferson is a founding father of the United States.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan was the president in the 80s. I think he was the president when you were born.
When I was born, yes.
He was the president.
Yeah.
That's how quick it was. This ain't thousands of years ago. This is a few generations. Gerard Carmichael, which we'll talk about in the bonus, his dad grew up sharecropping tobacco in the South.
Yeah.
These people are 60. He's 68, I think Gerard's dad is. Your mom's 73.
Yeah.
That was the job after slavery.
Boom. Boom.
Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Yes, we'll see you next week. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you.
with my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.